to yosel. Mamish the chazde Hashem, Hashem has rachmonis on us, chesed of Hashem, that even though we mamish eat a whole day, the eating is considered like you're fasting. So mamish is chesed Hashem that you're not fasting, it's not so bad. It's considered we have a schus as if we're fasting. Like there's gval to the schus, Erev Yom Kippur, we have a schus as if we're fasting that day. So that's the chiddush of this posik. That she, the posik says the ninth day is supposed to fast, it doesn't mean really fasting. It means the eating that you do on Erev Yom Kippur is considered as if you fasted. So Rashi learns a little bit different. Rashi learns Kolaycha v'Shreisa. Rashi learns Dochi Kamakur. This is what the pasuk means. V'Yanisem Batisha. It means make yourself pain on the ninth day. It means Achilas Tshia Ani Kari Inui. What you're eating on the ninth day is called pain. V'Chivon Achilas Inui Chashiva called the Mafish Bachilos Tshia Tfei Odif. Not different. The same thing. The Torah is considered the eating on Erev Yom Kippur as if you're fasting. The male, the more you eat, it's considered like the more you're fasting. So that's be better off. To me, the come of the area of Akorkach le makpira inui the tisha. He kari inu the tisha achilos shi the day kari inui. Rabad Yika main fasting starts at night first. The Torah is being the chadash dal chesed of Hashem that what you eat and drink on Erev Yom Kippur, the Torah considers as if mamish you are a fasting. That's the chesed of Hashem. The Torah is also beside the Torah says klaimar. It's considered as if Hashem commanded you to fast. V'asana and mamish you're fasting. Havelhash devadai also lesanis. But avadai now you're not allowed to fast. I mean, now that we darshan, the eating is considered like fasting. If a person really wants to fast, he's not allowed to. But there are many v'psachim v'ergel dvorim. Ma bread v'vina kudus shosav yosav v'tanisa. All year round they used to fast. They didn't eat by daytime. Levar me'atzarto puruyo omali yom tekepura. Achutz for Natzeres on Shavuos, on Purim, and on Erev Yom Kippur, those are the only 3 days a year that he ate throughout the day. The Zovuk of Akiva, the Kavishmol Estach Adrosha. So, kids, you see, on Erev Yom Kippur, there's a mitzvah now teach. You're not allowed to say it's only considered like fasting, and I would rather really fast. No, it's a mitzvah teach. You have to eat, and the eating is considered, Hashem considers it like you fasted. Taner Rabbon, Bryce says like this. The Pasuk says, Yoivil hi. This is called, the 50th year is called Yovel. So it's Yovel, like saying it is Yovel. That means, Afa Pish Leishamtu. Even though Desna was not knowing the mitzvah of Shemitah's Karka, of giving back the Karka to one another, and Afa Pish Leitoku. Even though they didn't blow the shofi at Yom Kippur, you should know, still it's called Yovel. That's the Chiddush. Yovel he. So this year is Yovel. Now, Yochel, I would have thought, Afa Pish Leishulchu. Maybe even if Bezdin did not set free the Avodim, halacha is on Yom Kippur when they blow the shofar on Yovel, the Avodim go out free. So maybe even if Bezdin didn't blow the shofar, they didn't let them go out free, it's also as Tushas Yovel. Talmud Lomar, the Pasuk says no, Yovel he. He means one thing it does mean. There's one condition to give it Tushas Yovel. If you let the Avodim go out free, then it's called Yovel. If you didn't let the Avodim go out free, it's not called Yovel. Dibur Rabbi Yehuda. This is Rabbi Yehuda Shita. The Rashi says, Yovel hi tielachem. That's what the Pasuk says. Yovel should be for you. Now, Liel Mineksir, before this, the Pasuk says, Viharvata Shofar. Blow the Shofar on Yom Kippur of Yovel, Vikidashte Mishnah Sachemishim Shona. And be Makadishit, Ukrosam Duror. And it says also, free the slaves. That's Krosam Duror. Call Yovel a free year, the slaves go out free. Then the Pasuk says, Yovel hi means tielachem. It should be for you. Ukroy Yisairuhu, really it's next to word Yoivali. Because we know already we're talking about Shnasa Chamishim. So it's Ledrosh, it comes to say Drosh is Yoivali. Vachetid Yushem, this is the way you dash in the word Yoivali. Yoivali Lochem means Kumikomotim. No matter what you do, this year is Yoivali. The Yafil Loy Nasa Boy Dvar Malolu, even if you didn't do all these mitzvahs, still the mitzvah is called Yoivali. Havor Shavin, even though you didn't blow the Shofar, Veloshu Velachuzi, you didn't give back the Karka, still it's called Yoivali. Tahainu Shmitas Kakois, Shekonu Zemize, Tiksiva Boster Haikro, Vishafte Mishalakozosai, Afa Pikain, even so, Shame Yovel all of Lias Osab is Ria Batsira, Uktsira, Kedesiv Lysizu. This year is called Yovel, you're not allowed to plow, you can't cut down the tua, it's called Yovel. Even if you didn't blow the shreif, even if you didn't give back the karka. So Yokel, I would have thought, Afa Pishla Shulchu, Avodim Hi Yovel. Even if you didn't set the Avodim free, maybe it's also called Yovel. Talmud loy mehi. No, the pasuk says yovel hi in masisa dvarim halalu. He yovel. If you do something, that makes it yovel. The imlav, you don't do this one condition, ain't a yovel. It's not yovel. Lakan meforish biyovel. My chazal told the kriyas deror. How do you know punkt? What you have to have is kriyas deror. How do you know that's the mitzvah? Maybe the other ones are the mitzvah. How do you know punkt deror is the mitzvah? We'll soon see. The teretz is, but that's the last thing it said right before yovel. Like Rashi brought down. It said first blow the shofar, then it says across some dror, and then it says yovel hi. So he dashes yovel hi means goes on right before it. That what makes it yovel if you free the avodim? Once you free the avodim, it's called yovel. It has a kedusha of yovel. But the other tnoim of blowing the shofar and letting the karka go back to its original owner, that you don't need. Even if you don't do it, still it has kedusha of yovel. You're not allowed to plant. You can't chorish the karka this year. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Yeah, the Yosi, Rabbi Yosi says like this. The Pasuk says, Yovel hi. No, 50th year is Yovel. It means, Afa pish lo shamtu, and Afa pish lo sholchu hiyo. Even if you don't set the Avodim free, the Avodim, still it's called Yovel. Yochel, I would have thought, Afa pish lo tiku, even if they didn't blow the shofar, also it's called Yovel. Talmud lo yimano, the Pasuk says he. It says, Yovel hi, that you have to blow the shofar. That's the Maplaika, that's what Rabbi Yehuda holds. That's what Rabbi Yosi holds. So the Mara, the Chimeyacha Shemikru Echad Marba, or Mikru Echad Mamayit, Mifneima Ni Yoimer, Yoivel Hi, Afa Pish Le Shulchoi, Vien Yoivel Elim Kem Tiku. How does Rabbi Yosi know this? They tell him now Yoivel means one thing you do need, another thing you don't need. How do you know to pick on Tkiya Shofar that you do need? On Yom Kippur, you have to blow the shofar the 50th year. Then it's yovel. If you don't blow the shofar, it's not yovel. That you need. Mashen King, setting them free, that you don't need. How do you know that? He says, the svar of Rabbi Yosi is like this. It's possible to say there won't be one ever in the whole Klai Yisrael. It's possible to say this year there are no ever ivries. Nobody has an ever ivry. So therefore, it doesn't have to be that you have to set the avodim free. It could be one year, there'll be no avodim to set free. But you should know, the Efshel Yerlam blows Kiyah Shofar. But that's not possible to say that in the whole world you'll have it, that this year there'll be no Shofar to be found. That's not Mestavra. For sure there's going to be a Shofar on the world, and for sure you're going to be able to mekayim this mitzvah. Here's what's a Svarah. When the Torah says one thing you have to do to make Yovel, that's what you'll always have, that's blowing the Shofar. But the other tnoim of letting the avodim go free, it's not for sure you'll always have an eved in the world. Maybe this year there'll be no eved ivri. So therefore, that's not likuva for yovel. Russia, she'asul yonam b'lo shluch avodim. Ponim ikrapin, shem eved ivri b'Yisrael, she'yitzen shluach. Maybe one year will be, there'll never be, then nobody will have an eved ivri this year. That could be. But v'yefshe can't be, shlo yeh shayfa motzi b'erlam. The thing is, yeshlanu loymer. When a terrorist says one thing you do need, it means something that you'll always have. A shofar you'll always have to blow. But shiluach avodim, it's not for sure you'll always have it. There could be sometimes nobody will have an eved ivri. Then the Gemara says dover achar. Another pshat in Rabbi Yosi is like this: that zu mesura lebezdin. Blowing the shofar is given over to bezdin. Bezdin is the one that blows the shofar. But v'zu eina mesuru lebezdin. The union of freeing the slaves is not totally in bezdin. It's totally every private person, whoever owns an eved ivri, he has to free him now on yovel, and maybe the people won't free them. So since the person won't do it, it's not mestavra, he could be ma'akev yovel. Therefore, yovel is totally what bezdin has to do, blowing the shofar, and not what private people have to do about freeing their slaves. Now the Gemara says, my dov racher, why do you need the new teretz for? What's wrong with the first teretz, the first pshat? The mercy that is, v'chi teim, and maybe you would say, i'efsha delek echad v'saif olam d'lei meshalach. In other words, who told you to say that for sure it's possible that there'll be no eved ivri at all in the world? It's not mistavra. For sure there'll be at least one eved ivri in the whole world. So for sure you can have the din of shiluach avodim. If so, what's the difference? What's the svarim of Yosi? Why is the Torah told it in Tkiya Shofar and not in Shiluach Avodim? So that was his new svara to say that Zur Mesuru LeBezdin, it's a svara blowing the Shofar is told in Bezdin, we'll rely on Bezdin to do it. But Vizu Eina Mesuru LeBezdin, Mashenkin, letting the Avodim go free, it's told in every private person. They were afraid maybe the person would not let his Eved go free, so therefore it's not totally in him. Therefore we say it's only totally in Tkiyah Shofar. Alright, a turnover. Now the Gemara explains like this. Bishleim of the Rabbi Yossi Kiddukor Matayimai. And we understand Rabbi Yossi, we just got finished saying the reason of Rabbi Yossi. Comes out very good. Where Rabbi Yossi says it's totally Yovel is only Chal, where after Bezdin blows the Shofar. Mashenken, it's not totally, you don't have to have the Shiluach Avodim. Elo le Rabbi Yehuda Matayimai. What's the pshat in Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda says the opposite way. Rabbi Yehuda said that even though you don't blow the Shofar, still you have a Kedushas Yovel, as long as you set the Avodim free. How does Rabbi Yehuda know this? The Gemara says, Amakroh, the Pesach says like this, Ukrosem Dror Boretz, you should call them free, set all the Avodim free. And right after that, the Pesach says, Yovel he. So Kesava, Rabbi Yehuda holds, that mikro nidrash lefonov, that's what the Pesach says, yovel he, we say you need something to make yovel, that's the condition the Torah says right before this. What does the Torah say right before yovel he? It says, the parasha b'krosem dror, you should free the avodim. But for loy lefnei fonov, he doesn't dash in the Pesach to go back on two things before it. So the parasha of tkiya shofar is like two psukim, that's the words before b'krosem dror. First, the Torah says the inyan of blowing a shofar. Then it says on yovel who cross them draw, you should free the avodim. And then it says the word yoveli. So yoveli only goes back on the inyan of freeing the avodim, and it does not go back on before the inyan of tkiyah shofar. So the Torah says, but the kula yalna, everybody agrees that the roar loshen cheres, that the word draw means loshen of freeing somebody. My mashma, how do we know the word draw means loshen of being free? The tanya would not like this. Ein dror ela loshen cheres. The Lord loshen, the word dror means a loshen of being free, a free person. And how do you know this? Omer Rabbi Yehuda, my loshen dror. You know what the word dror comes from? Kimedaya beidari, as if to say you have a right to live wherever you want. In other words, you're a free person. You can live wherever you want. Umayvul schare b'chol medina, and you can take your merchandise to sell it wherever you want. In any medina, you can take it to sell it. That's a right, like you're a free person, not like a slave that can't do whatever he wants. Omer Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Zu Divrei Rabbi Yehuda of Rabbi Yosi. These are the two shittas of Rabbi Yehuda, that Yovel is totally in a drawer freeing the slaves, and Rabbi Yosi Yodno is totally in Tkiyah Shofar. Abba Chacham Marim Nechom say like this, Shaloshton Makeves Boy. No, the three in Yonim that the Torah talk about Yovel, you need all three things for the Kedushas Yovel to be Chal. You have to first blow the Shofar on Yom Kippur, you have to free the Avodim, and also you have to let the karka go back to the original owner. Why? Because Sabra the Chum hold that Mikra Nidrash, the Pesach Yikudashim Lefonov, for something that it says right before it. In other words, the Pesach says Yovel He. What makes up Yovel? Right before that, the Pesach says across some drawer. So you have to free the Avodim. Then he also holds the Lefnei Fonov. You could also dash in the Pesach Yovel He on what it says before drawer, that it says you should blow the Shofar. So we know you have to blow the shofar in order to make a yovel. Ula achrov, you also dash in the pasuk of yoveli to what it says right after it, that right after that it talks about freeing the karka, giving back the karka to its original owner. For the Gemara will exceed yovel ahu, which is mashma yovel ahu, which is a ribui. Mashma yovel without other tenoyim, like you're adding there more times than it's yovel. And according to Chum, it's not true. It's only yovel if you have all these three conditions. So Mora says, "Ahu di afilu b'chutz laretz." It means to say, even in chutz laretz also, you have the inyan. If you own an eved ivri, you have to free the eved ivri on yovel. For the Mora, I will exceed laretz. It's mashma only in Eretz Yisrael you have the inyan of yovel, not in chutz laretz. So Mora says, it means to say like this: "Ahu v'zman shenoy draw baretz noy b'chutz laretz." At the time when there's a yovel noy in Eretz Yisrael, that you free yavodim in Eretz Yisrael. That's the halacha. Then you have to free the avodim living in chutz laretz also. But this man she'ein noig boretz. But at the times when you don't have the din yovel being noig in Eretz Yisrael, you should know ein noig bechutz laretz. Who are din tak? It's takenat noig in chutz laretz. Then the Gemara goes weiter. It says a lunatia. A Mishnah says what is a Rosh Hashanah Tishrei lunatia for the young growings. That means, in other words, Ola. When you first start planting a tree, the halacha is the first 3 years you can't eat the fruit. So when is the first year up that you start counting the second year? It's up on Rosh Hashanah. When it comes to Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah, that's called the beginning of the second year. For the Gemara Minolam, how do we know this? That the din of Orla is totally in Tishrei. The Echtiv, the Pasuk says, Shalei Shonim Arelim. For 3 years, the fruit should be Orla, you're not allowed to eat them. The Echtiv, the Pasuk says, Uvashanah Horevis. But on the fourth year, that's the din of Revai, that then you are allowed to eat the fruits, but you have to eat them only in Yerushalayim. Or else you have to be paid them my money and take the money up to Yerushalayim like Maaseh Sheni. Now it says Uvashon Harevius V'yalev Shona Shona Metishrei. We learn out the word Uvashona, the word Shona, from the Shona that it says by Tishrei Rosh Hashanah. Tichsiv it says by the union of Yom Adin Mereishis Hashona from the beginning of the year. So the beginning of the year then means Yom Adin of Tishrei. Tirosum it says the word Uvashon Harevius, the year starts at Tishrei. No, let's learn out rather Shona. It says here Vashona Revius from the Pasuk that says that Rosh Chodesh, the Pasuk says Rishon Hu Lachem. Nisan is the first month. Luchotre Hashona for all the months of the year. So it says the word Hashona here by Nisan. So Gemara says no. Donin Shona Sheini Mochadoshim. By the Indian of Revai here, which is an extension of the 3 years of Orla, it says Vashona Revius. It just mentions the word year, Uvashono. It doesn't talk about the word of months, of Chadoshim. So Mishoni learned this out from another place of Mishono, Sheini Mochadoshim. By Rosh Hashanah, when it says Mereshis Hashanah, it also only says the word Shono. It does not say the word of months, Chadoshim. So you learn out Shono of Revai from Shono of Rosh Chodesh Tishrei of Rosh Hashanah. Mashenkein V'yein Don in Shono. We do not learn out the word Shona by Revai, Sheini Mochadoshim. Again, there it just says Uvashona Revius. It doesn't mention the word about months, Mishona Sheishi Mochadoshim. From another place of Nisan, but there it says the word Shona, but also says L'chodeshei Hashon, it says of the months of the year. So since there it does mention the word months, we don't learn it out from Revai. So in other words, Revai, the union of Orla, is totally in Tishrei and not totally in Nisan. Morris says, Tana Rabbonim, go to the Brice like this. Echad ha-noita, whether you're planting a new tree. Echad ha-mavrach. Ha-mavrach means like you have natias, zemuris. You have like the long vines, and at the end of the vine, the end of the branch, you stick it into the ground to make it start growing again from there. The echad ha-markiv, grafting. You graft a branch onto another tree. So it's called like you're making a new tree now. So the halacha is, if you do this, Erev Shvius, it's before Shemitah, the end of the sixth year. If you do this, you graft 30 days, in other words, on Rosh Chodesh Elul, 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, of the beginning of Shemitah, you start to graft your new tree. Halacha is also Lashana. It's considered 1 year is up already, Negei Torah, that since it's being grown now for 1 month already, it's considered now when it comes Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, the Rosh Hashanah is starting the second year for the count of Orla. And Hu Adinu Mut L'Kaima B'Shvius. You're also allowed to keep them on Shrius. In other words, it's not called you planted it b'yisr. Even though there's a mitzvah sester we had before of Taisvis Shemitah, that you're supposed to stop planting 30 days before. But here, since you planted it before 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, therefore wasn't planted b'yisr, you're allowed to keep it, you're allowed to let it grow through Shemitah. What about Pachos Mishloshim Yom Lefnei Rosh Hashanah? Let's say you planted it 2 weeks before Rosh Hashanah, and also this is the Rosh Hashanah of Shemitah, then Loyal Solashona. Since it hasn't been growing for a month yet, it's not considered the year is up, the first year doesn't start, is not finished yet, until the next Rosh Hashanah. That's when you start the second year. The also Lakaimam Bishrias, also the Lachriz, you're not allowed to keep them through Shrias. In other words, it's called it was grown by Yisr. Because since there's the period of Taisvah Shrias, that you have to stop planting 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. So since you planted this b'yisr, Allah, you're not allowed to keep it growing. You have to stop it. Abishno, upeiris, natiya.